Please welcome Tim Crowley.
Thank you. There's this little move I make every time I get into the left-hand side, the driver's side of a car. I transfer all of my weight onto my left leg, my weak leg, and then my left foot, which is pointing straight ahead, snaps to the left until it's pointing directly away from the vehicle, while my right foot rises from the ground and starts getting in the car without me. At the same time, I start bending my left knee until the mighty thigh muscles of my left leg, my weak leg, can no longer withstand the pull of gravity, and I plop the last couple inches into the seat. The whole process only takes a second, and it must be a physical therapist's nightmare. And I imagine that I've always gotten in the car like that. It's just that I'd never noticed till a few years ago. And that worried me, because it made me wonder if perhaps my body was trying to give me a warning, the way that it did 25 years ago when I was finally moving my family back to Morro Bay after spending a year and a half in the Central Valley. I had just finished loading all of our worldly possessions into the biggest U-Haul we have ever rented. I shoved that long metal loading ramp into that slot in the back of the truck, brought the tailgate down with a slam, locked it, and I felt that warm glow of accomplishment from a job well done, and this persistent stabbing pain right here in the middle of my back. And I remember briefly wondering if I was going to age into one of those people that are always complaining about their backs. But that pain faded away to a memory before I finished my first beer. And that memory faded away too until a few years later, when that same pain returned in the same place, but this time it stayed a little bit longer and it hurt a little bit more. And as the years rolled by, those visits got closer and closer together, and they got more and more intense, sometimes sending me to bed for days at a time. And like an unexpected visit from a relative, I never knew just how long they were going to stay. And I was afraid that my body might be giving me another warning, but this time about my left ankle. So I decided to be proactive and change the way I get into a car. I decided I'd do it more sedately and slowly and carefully. And I could do it if I really concentrated on it. But more often than not, I'd end up forgetting and find myself vigorously screwing my left foot into the ground every time I got into the left side, the driver's side of a car. Because it's one of those moves, kind of complex, that you've perfected after thousands and thousands of repetitions until it becomes an ingrained part of you, just like the way you get dressed or tie your shoes. And I tried to relearn how I tied my shoes a few years ago, right after I'd read this article written by an engineer explaining why everybody ties their shoes the wrong way. And he had a real persuasive argument. I mean, he had diagrams and explanations and links to video tutorials on the correct way, the one true way, to tie your shoes. So I decided I'd give it a shot, because I like doing things the right way, and because it looked easy. All you had to do was, instead of starting by putting that left lace over the right lace and tucking it underneath, you start with the right lace over the left and tuck it underneath. And then that first big loop, instead of starting on the left side and circling its base with the other lace in a clockwise direction, you start on the right and circle the base with the other lace in a counterclockwise direction. And it sounded so easy, and it was so hard. As I struggled with those strings, I could feel parts of my brain working that haven't worked in years. And all that activity stirred up memories the way that certain smells sometimes will. And I flashed back to sitting on our couch over 50 years before, while my dad tried to teach me how to tie my shoes. and I remembered the dark paneling in our living room and the smell of tobacco smoke. And I remembered that damn rabbit that always shows up and runs around trees and dives into holes every time I'm learning how to tie a new knot. And I remembered just how hard it was learning to tie my shoes. And it was just as hard trying to relearn. And the few times I succeeded, it looked like they were tied by a six-year-old. So I gave up after a couple weeks, and I went back to my original way. And I am still struggling with the way I get into the left-hand side, the driver's side of a car. Because these are old habits, and old habits are hard to break. Especially when you're old. But I'm not old. I'm only 57. And I have only been 57 for about 5 hours now. So I'm not old. I'm not young. But I am too young to be stuck in a deep rut. So I decided that I'd try to change up some things in my life because I don't want to be in too deep a rut like so many other people seem to find themselves in. Not that I think I'm any better than other people or even any different. I mean, I put my pants on one leg at a time like everybody else. I start by standing on my left leg, my weak leg, and then I get dressed right leg first. But now, about 40, 50% of the time, I start on my right leg, my dominant leg, and I get dressed left leg first. And it was difficult at first, but not too difficult. I could feel parts of my brain working that haven't worked in years, but they weren't working hard enough to stir up memories. Just hard enough to be annoyed about being woken up and dealing with a simple task that they supposedly mastered years ago. So it was physically challenging though, or maybe I should say physically disorienting, because there were some bounce issues for some reason. So I don't recommend that you try this at home. And so these are basic tasks that we should all be basically know how to do, but for some reason we didn't. And this is what happens when you turn 57 and your brain starts to go. So I'm trying to have some little part of my life, some little aspect, some little habit that is always there just to annoy me, because it is amazing how when you change just some little habit in your life that it puts you in the moment. And I'm going to keep trying to do that, because life is too short to just get tied up by all these little loose ends and everything that gets thrown at you. You just got to adapt, and because that's what we do. We are human beings, and I am going to keep doing that, and I'll get reminded of my successes because I can rock some of these challenges that I face. And some of them I just bail on because they're not worth the efforts. But I can live with those and occasional failures, and I have to, because I'm reminded about them sometimes whenever I get into the left-hand side, the driver's side of a car. Thank you.